Good morning and welcome to DrStanley.com. I'm Dr. Stanley and today is Saturday, February 25th, 2023. Today the moon is still in Taurus and will conjunct Uranus in Taurus and then square Mercury in Aquarius. Conjunctions intensify the energy of the planets involved and squares are pretty much an elbow in your side. So squares have points, right? There you go. And when you bump into one, it hurts, it can leave a mark, a bruise, hurt feelings, or worse, a scar. The moon conjunct Uranus is unconventional in its expression. So how do we express ourselves? Through emotions, feelings, moods, sensitivities, the moon. We also express ourselves through creativity, which might be through a skill, a talent, or through our appearance, what we wear, and what we don't wear. Our expression can easily come through how much attention we seek, or none at all. It's different for everyone according to one's own needs today. Unless, of course, you have this aspect in your natal chart, and then it would show up every day. This aspect does not conform to the status quo, and I'm talking about Mercury conjunct Uranus, nor does it care what anyone else is doing. The moon conjunct Uranus is attracted to something different, strange, odd, and unique. After all, this planet is different, strange, odd, and unique on its own as it nearly spins on its side. You can't miss it in the planetary lineup. It's like seeing the person with bright pink hair. So there is a graphic on the daily horoscope page for you to see Uranus literally spinning more than on its side. So here's a warning shot, folks. If you feel the need to be publicly seen, recognized, noticed, or acknowledged, then do not be so surprised when people do. If that's what you're going for, if that's what you're seeking, then receive what you sought or maybe adjust your attention-seeking dials. The moon conjunct Uranus can keep you waiting on someone or you might keep others waiting. Someone like me will leave or start without you. Late behavior or a lack of consideration for others' time will gain you attention, which may go over like a lead balloon and create uncomfortable feelings or experiences. So choices, folks. Later in the day, the moon will square Mercury, which causes tension, elbows in the side, as the emotions and communications simply do not connect. Phrases like, well, I thought you knew, or the last time we, or you always, or you know how I am. Do not assume that this aspect will automatically have solid communication. The feelings, mood, and thoughts, Mercury, are at odds. So this aspect is more like two people saying to each other, why did you just read my mind? Further, there is a tendency to dwell on trivial personal matters that may bore the hell out of others. It's just too much chatter about things and people that do not concern the people you're talking to. What is someone supposed to do or say in a conversation where they cannot contribute anything you're talking about, like your brother's wife's sister's friend? Unless there is a direct link, a conversation about your brother's wife's sister's friend could reveal nothing but a sense of insecurity for a lack of anything better to say. Ouch. Perhaps the signal here is just to listen more and talk less. You can learn a lot through listening. Folks, have a great day, and as we say in Cherokee, thay nata, goha ya, until we meet again.